Praise the Lord. Might be a little bit high, I don't know. Praise God. It's so good to see all of you here today. Amen. Let's
Amen.
Give y'all a hand.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
That was wonderful.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we want to thank each and every one of you for coming this morning. And if this is your first time at Oasis, I'm trying to look for new faces, but if this is your first time here at Oasis, we would ask you to just raise your hand so our ushers can get you a card this morning. We have a visitor
Praise
right
God.
Here.
Praise God. Praise God.
We just want to welcome you today and thank you for coming. And we invite you and each and every one of you to just enter in to what God has got for you today, because God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
All the time. Amen. And before I turn over to Pastor, I just want to speak a word of blessing over you. And be ready to receive. Amen. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The favor of God surrounds you as a shield. You have the favor of God and the favor of man. Everywhere you go and everything you do, I declare you reign in life. You are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are redeemed from sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. I declare you are the anointed of God. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I declare your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. The blessings of the Lord make you rich. Wealth and riches are in your house, and everything you put your hands to prospers. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches and secret places comes to you. I declare you are a world overcomer, and the Lord always causes you to triumph in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
Give him a hand clap
Amen.
And praise this morning.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And before I turn it over to Pastor this morning, I guess I can't move this morning. My usual mic broke this morning, so they put this on me, and I feel like I can't move.
We may have to swap you to a handheld.
Oh, I don't want a handheld.
Okay.
Unless we have to.
Okay.
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 Okay, before I turn over to Pastor, keep your hands down.
It's not your hands.
It's the mic. So I can't talk. I'm sorry.
You can talk, but you can't move.
I can talk, but I can't move. This is going to be very interesting this morning. Okay, before Pastor speaks, I want to just bring some more prayer requests to you this morning. Patty prayed over Jody this morning, and we're going to continue praying for her, lifting her up. And I know God's going to bring her through victoriously. Amen. Yeah. And also, we want to ask you to pray for Joe Fannin. He had open heart surgery last week. He is at home, but his wife got news the day before his surgery, or it may have been the day of his surgery, that she had breast cancer. And so she had surgery the day before yesterday. And so that family needs prayer. Because, you know, she was counting on being able to take care of Joe, but now she's down. And so they just really need lifting up in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And also Ken, he had a surgery this week also, and he's doing well. He's at home and he's recovering, but just keep him in prayer. Amen. So thank you all for your prayers today. I'll turn it over to Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It is time for neighbor looking time. Amen. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. Do not poke or prod your neighbor. The church takes no liability if you poke or prod your neighbor. I want you to look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare, I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day?
And I declare,
I will never
ever
be the same. Again.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Glory. And I think Ish is coming up to preach this morning. Ish wants you to hold it down because he's thinking I'll take notice of that and he'll be preaching next week. Praise God. Ish can do it. He's very, very good. He's an able minister. He sure is. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Let's just all bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And we bind hindrances and we bind distractions. And Father, we just thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst this day. We thank you that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge this day. We declare we hear things in the Spirit we've never heard before. We see things from your word we've never seen before. Holy Spirit, speak through me, teach through me, preach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say in the way that I should say it. Help me to flow, Holy Spirit, with you. Help me to say that word that your people need this day. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Romans chapter 12. Amen. Glory to God. The title of the message today is Surrender. Yeah, I knew that would get a lot of applause. I saw that one coming. You know, I don't pick the titles. I don't pick the sermons. The Lord picks them. Really and truly, I've got 1,000 things that I'd like to preach. And this wasn't on my list, actually, but it was on God's list, and it was number one for Him. So I felt like I better take God's list. I've tried it the other way, and it doesn't work. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I'm gonna start out in the NIV. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Verse number 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, I'm going to do a couple of basic things this morning. If you're a Christian, then according to the Bible, that means you're born again. That means you repented of your sins and that you have turned away from a lifestyle of sin. That's what the word repent means. It means to turn around or away from. Now, if you're a Christian, you've repented of your sins and you've asked God for forgiveness. So according to the Bible in Romans 10, 9 and 10, you have believed in your heart and you have confessed with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord. So you are a Christian. Now, if you are a Christian, and I'm not trying to put doubt in anybody's mind, but I'm just saying if we are a Christian, then the things of God are important to us. Going to God's house is important to us. Serving God is important to us. So if we're born again, Jesus is our Lord. Now the word Lord in Hebrew means boss. That means He calls the shots. That means I surrender my right to choose. Wow, that's easy to say. That is hard to do, but that is so easy to say. So if the Lord is our boss, it means we must clear it with Him first. Anything I take on myself without praying about it and yielding it to Him, I found that it's always a bad decision. I'm still learning to surrender my right to choose after 40 years of living for the Lord. You'd think you'd get it in the first little while. You know, we get better at it sometimes, I believe, and we grow in it, yes, but we still have areas of our life that we need to surrender, and it takes us time to give it to Him. Now, I remember years and years and years ago, after I just became a Christian, I was working on a job that was not God's will for me. And I was really seeking God's will about it, but only between me and Him. Nobody knew I was having problems on my job. And I went to church. It was a Wednesday night service. And there again, I know that's revelation for some of you, Wednesday night. It's a church, certainly. I just thought I'd throw it in. But I went to church on a Wednesday night, and I knelt at the pew, and you know, I'm praying silently between me and the Lord. And then I got up when the song leader started the service. So I got up. I'd just been praying about my job. And the song leader started the service, the praise and worship, started talking about problems that affect us all. And then she said, my daughter had this problem with her job. She had my attention. I just got off the floor, off my knees, asking God about my job. And the next words that came out of her mouth is she said, I told my daughter, who was having problems on her job, I told her, just quit that job and God will give you a better one. And I said, you know, it's one of the first times I'd ever heard the voice of God. I said, did God just tell me to quit my job? Now, some of you in this morning, you don't like your job, and you're going to take that and you're going to run with it, and you're going to say, Pastor said I was supposed to quit my job. No, Pastor didn't say anything of the kind. The Lord has to tell you that, not me. You understand? You can't do something. You can't imitate something somebody else did because the Lord told them to do it, or you will be out of work. You will be unemployed. You will be suffering. Thank you. Thank you. So I did quit that job. I did get a better one. Now, I'll be honest with you. The place that I got the better job at, it was miraculous. I turned in my notice, and I got the job immediately. I mean, I went on my lunch break and applied for the job, and I got it. And I knew that was the job God wanted me to have. I didn't want it. I didn't want that job. I didn't want that particular job. But I knew He wanted me. So I yielded to His will. Now, if I was listening to my personal preferences, I'd have never done that. I yielded to His will. Now, other times He's told me to stay in places that I wanted to quit. I know y'all have never been there. Matthew 7:21. Now, this is a very interesting scripture. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Let's let that sink in for a minute. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter in the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. So the thing that's required of us is to find the will of God and do the will of God. Now, truthfully, I didn't want to teach. I didn't want to preach. I didn't want to pastor a church. But I surrendered my will to His will. I surrendered my personal preferences to His will. I didn't want to stand in front of people and speak. That was never my desire. But it was God's desire. So we must surrender to God before we can do anything else that He wants us to do. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. The theme song in hell is, I did it my way. Thank you very much. That was a good little point. It takes a daily surrender. God, what is on your heart today? If you ask Him that instead of just filling your life with yourself, it will be more rewarding. And that's what we do sometimes. We fill our life with ourself, but we don't think about what does the Lord want. What is His will for today? God has people on His heart, but we're so busy with our lives, doing our things, and God says, surrender. Give me some of your time today. Time. We don't have very much of it left. Now that's everybody. That's everybody. Let's use it for God's glory. Daily surrender your life to God and to His will. It's not about giving up your free will and becoming a cult member. It's about your putting your free will freely under the will of your Heavenly Father, God. But so often we surrender to self-interest. We must surrender and cooperate with the will of God for our lives. Let me ask you a question to ask yourself. Did I do at least one unselfish act today? Did I surrender my will to God's will and purpose in any area in my life today? Or did I live in total selfishness? Surrender isn't about doing what we want. Surrender is about doing what God wants. The Lord will work through us if we allow Him to, if we surrender or yield. God might not call you to preach a sermon, but He will use you. And the Holy Spirit gave me this example, and I took it out and I put it in, and I took it out and I put it in. And I'm supposed to leave it in, and so that's what I'm going to do. Okay? When my mom died, several people spoke at her funeral. One person that spoke at her funeral was my niece Heather. She's here today. I still remember the things that she said. I got to see my mom in a way I had never seen her before. Lawless. I said that as a joke. My mother let Heather drive the car at 11 years old. And I had never known that until Heather said it at the funeral, because my mother was very strict. I couldn't even cross the street until after I was 12 years old. And here she is letting her grandbaby drive the car at 11. Yes, I got a whole new view of my mother. Who is this woman? She's gone now. I can't ask her any questions, but when I get there, my first question is, why did you let Heather drive the car at 11 and you wouldn't even let me cross the street until 12? What's the deal with that? But I still remember the things that she said, and I got to see my mom in a way I'd never seen her before, all because Heather surrendered and let God use her to speak that day. I was blessed that Heather surrendered. If we will surrender to God, we will help others to see God in ways that they've never seen God before. Because we surrender to speak for Him. We surrender to listen to others for Him. We surrender our time to Him. He will use it to show His glory to others just because we surrender. When Pastor Sharon and I pray together, we both keep a tablet and a pen. I've learned through the years, it's always good because the Holy Spirit will start giving you promptings when you're praying. And I don't want to interrupt my praying, but I'll write those promptings down while we're praying. And I'll get a few things, a few little nudges, little thoughts will just cross my path. A lot of times people get confused if I say the Lord spoke to me. He speaks to us in a lot of different ways, but you know how He speaks. My sheep hear my voice and they know me. They know me in John chapter 10. We're praying, and I get a check in my spirit. Pray for so-and-so. Call so-and-so. Text so-and-so. And I'll just write them down. Then after we finish praying, we'll call or text or, you know, check on so-and-so. Certain people will be put on our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And I've found if I, I'm talking to pastor here, I'm preaching to pastor. If I yield and I surrender to those promptings and obey them, there's great satisfaction that I get from doing what's on God's heart. Matthew 10 and 39 says, "He that findeth his life shall lose it, but he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." In the New Living, that says, "If you cling to your life, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you'll find it." That's where the satisfaction is. Coming to a close. And Luke 9 and 23 in the King James, "And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, and follow me." This morning, by coming to church, you surrendered your life to him. You surrendered to his will and what he wanted for you to do today. Not to the things that might have been pressing on you, and not to selfish things, but you surrendered to God. I read this prayer in a book, and I don't remember who they attribute it to, so I can't tell who, but I just thought it was good, and I'm going to read it to you. "Lord, take my life, I give it to you, so that you may continue to live through me. Forgive me for wanting to only live for myself. Lord, I give you my very self, everything, all that I am, just as I am. I give myself to you, so that your will and not mine will always be done in me. Amen." One last thing. If there's something, and then Pastor Sharon's coming. If there's something in your life that you know that you shouldn't be doing, that you know it's not God's will, then surrender it to God. Repent. Ask God for forgiveness. And maybe there's something in your life that you know you should be doing, but you aren't doing. Surrender that to Him and do it. Pastor Sharon. It's God.
That was an awesome word, amen? Something that we have to remind ourselves daily to surrender to Him. And I want to kind of continue in that direction, but more on trusting God and His ways of doing things. And I want to start out with the scripture that we're all very familiar with. And that's Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, if you want to turn there in your Bibles. Surrendering to God and trusting Him to do in the ways that He does things. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. So God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. You know, he doesn't always do things the way that we think that they should be done. You know, we tend to put God in a box, because that's where we're at a lot of times in our thinking. We put God in a box. So we think that we know the best way that things should be done, and we know when the best time is for God to do it. And so that's our human logical thinking. But, you know, God does not work according to our human logical thinking. Amen. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher than ours. Amen. So the God who created the universe and everything that's in the universe, amen, he does not have a box mentality.
That's right.
His ways are so much higher. His thoughts are so much higher than ours. So let's don't put God in a box and miss our miracle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. When we go to God, amen, let's just pray and trust that he's going to do it the best way, amen, the best way and in his perfect timing. So I want to read some scriptures from 2 Kings 5 and 1, and I'll be reading from the New International. And I have a lot of scriptures here I'm going to read, and I know y'all are familiar with this set of scriptures, but I want you to just think about it this morning. You know, we read about the stories in the Bible, about the people in the Bible, and how they may have missed it or whatever, and we think, boy, I would never do that. But, you know, here we are. We're just the same as they were, aren't we? So 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 14 says, now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. Verse 4, Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. By all means, go, the king of Aram replied. I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 of gold, shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, with this letter I am sending my servant Naam to you so that you may cure him of leprosy. As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of leprosy? See how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me? When Elijah, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent this message. Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me, and I will know, and let's see, have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elijah sent a messenger to say, go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed. But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of leprosy. No, are not Abana and Pharpar the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servant went to him and said, My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then, when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Amen. So Naaman put God in a box. See, Naaman had his miracle all figured out. You know, this was the logical way to do this. But that's not what God, his direction was. That's not how God had planned on healing Naaman. Amen? So Naaman was mad. He was mad because, you know, Elisha didn't even come out to speak to him. He sent a servant out there, a messenger, to go out and tell Naaman, you know, go wash in the river Jordan 7 times. And so that angered Naaman. You know, he thought, well, you know, who does he think he is? Not even coming out here. And then he was mad because he thought, he said, surely he would come out and wave his hand over me and start calling on the name of the Lord. God, heal this man of this leprosy. But no, he didn't do that. And so then he got angry because he told him to go to the Jordan River. Now, the Jordan River was a muddy river. And he says, well, you know, why not send me to the rivers of Damascus? They're clean rivers. Let me go there. You know, that's so logical. That just, you know, I should be cleansed in a clean river. But that wasn't God's plan. Amen. That wasn't his way. Wasn't his direction. So Naaman's servant comes to him and says, hey, if the prophet had asked you to do some great thing, some wonderful great thing, would you have not done it? He said, whoa, wake up here. This is a God speaking through the servant, amen, telling you what to do to be healed of your leprosy. And so the servant spoke to him, and he got a wake up, a little wake up, didn't he? Amen. He had a little V8 moment. Amen. So Naaman went and dipped himself in the muddy Jordan River. And he did it 7 times as the prophet had instructed him to do. Okay, now Naaman, and he was cleansed. He was made whole. He was healed of the leprosy. But Naaman almost missed his miracle. Amen. You know, because he had it all figured out in his logical way of thinking, in his logical mind. This is how it's got to be. Sometimes we have to just bypass our logical thinking, amen. When we go to God and pray about our situation, whatever it might be, amen. When we God gives us a direction, we don't need to say, no, that don't make sense. No, we need to be sensitive, amen, and we need to surrender it to God. That's to right. Do it his way, right. Not our way, amen. We don't want to be like Frank Sinatra. Naaman almost missed his miracle, amen, but he surrendered it reluctantly. He surrendered it to God and did it God's way, amen. But you know, God does not usually answer prayer the way we think that it should be answered. That's the truth, amen. And a simple little example of this, when Benjamin, our son Benjamin, was just a little boy, he was probably about 4 years old, maybe 5, we started going to a new church, and we had been in this other church since Benjamin, well, we were there for years before Benjamin was even born. But he had been there all his life, and all his little friends were there at that church. And so when we left that church, we started going to a church 50 miles away in LaGrange. But we started praying for Benjamin, new friends, but especially a new best friend. And, you know, our logical mind said, it's going to be somebody in this new church. You know, he's going to get some friends, new friends of this church. He's going to get a best friend in this church. But God knows better than we do, don't he? Amen. Amen. And so it wasn't a child from the new church, but it was a child that lived across the street from my mother. Now, my mother had started babysitting this little boy and his sister that lived across the street from her. And so Benjamin would go over to my mother's house all the time, and him and this little boy would got to playing together, and they were best buds. I mean, they were like inseparable. They were together all the time. But see, our logical mind, it had it all figured out. This is how God's going to do it. This is how God's going to bring him his best friend. But God knew best.
That's right.
See, those little friends would have been 50 miles away. Amen. He wouldn't have got to see them very much. But God knew the best way, didn't he? He knew the best path. So praise God. God's ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. But God has the best way. Amen. He's got the best answer. Psalm 32 and 8 says, I will instruct you, says the Lord, and guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch your progress. God, amen, will guide you along the best pathway for your life. He has the best way, amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we've just got to, you know, surrender it, whatever direction God wants to do it, however he wants to bring the answer, however he wants to work anything out in your life, just surrender it to him. Just trust that he has the best way, amen, and that he is going to lead us and guide us, amen, and advise us along the way. He cares about you. He knows what you're going through. He knows your situation, amen, and he cares for everything big and small. He cared about Benjamin having a best friend.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That was important to us, and it was important to him. So stay open to God's plan. Amen. It might not make sense, might not seem logical, might not fit in your little box, but stay open to God's plan. It might not happen the way you planned it, might not happen on your timetable. Amen. But God doesn't work on our timetable, does he? But God has the best plan and the best time for you. So surrender this morning. Surrender those things totally to God. You know, we think sometimes, well, you know, I prayed and I've given this situation to God. But then we get a little bit fearful, you know, when we don't see it happen like instant pudding. We think, well, you know, maybe the logical thing is if I take this into my own hands and I take care of it myself. No, you're making a mistake. Just back up a couple of steps. Amen.
Right.
Amen. And when we pray and we say amen, all we're doing from there on out is praising God for the answer is on the way. Amen. Everybody say, the answer is on the way. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning because he's a good God. Hallelujah. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Amen. And God is going to lead you and guide you along the best path for your life. Amen. I'd lot rather be on the best path, amen, than something that I might think is the right thing to do and then mess up.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. You can have Ashley come up at this time. Praise the Lord, Pastor, if you'll come up here with me. Glory to God. We're just going to say a quick prayer this morning. I know there's people in here this morning that you are facing situations in your life. And you don't know which way to go. You don't know what to do. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to come. But this morning, let's determine in our hearts that we're going to surrender it to God.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving it to God this morning, and we're trusting Him to work the situation out for our good, the best path for us. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to give it to Him. Now, when we surrender it, we're giving it to Him. And we're taking our hands off of it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And trusting Him to bring it to us the right way. So let's bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Father God, that You are a good God. And Your ways are higher than our ways, and Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But Father, that You guide us, Father God, in the right path for our lives, the best path. And Father, we surrender this morning every situation, Father God. Father, we thank You that You, Father, know so much more than what we know. And You can work things out so much better than we can work them out. And Father, we surrender this to You. We surrender this situation to You. We thank You, Father God, that You are a God that makes a way where there seems to be no way. And Father, I give it to You today. And I trust in You in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.